In some ways, this story has the strangest background of any I ever wrote. It is also the shortest story I ever wrote, only 350 words. The two go together. It came about this way. On August 21st, 1957, I took part in a panel discussion on means of communicating science on WGBH, Boston's educational TV station. With me were John Hansen, a technical writer of directions for using machinery, and David O. Woodbury, the well-known science writer. We all bemoaned the inadequacy of most science writing and technical writing, and there was some comment on my own prolificity. With my usual modesty, I attributed my success entirely to an incredible fluency of ideas and a delightful facility in writing. I stated incautiously that I could write a story anywhere, anytime, under any conditions, within reason. I was instantly challenged to write one right then and there with the television cameras on me. I accepted the challenge and began to write, taking for my theme the subject of discussion. The other two did not try to make life easier for me either. They deliberately kept interrupting in order to drag me into their discussion and interrupt my line of thought. And I was just vain enough to try to answer sensibly while I continued scribbling. Before the half-hour program was over, I had finished and read the story, which is why it is so short, by the way. And it was the one you see here as Insert Knob A in Hole B. In his own introduction to the story, when it appeared in F and SF, Mr. Boucher said he was printing it just as it was. I had sent him the handwritten script after typing a copy for myself, even to the retention of its one grammatical error. I have kept that error here, too. It's yours for the finding. I cheated, though. Would I lie to you? The three of us were talking before the program started, and somehow I got the idea they might ask me to write a story on the program. So just in case they did, I spent a few minutes before it'd start blocking out something. Consequently, when they asked me, I had it roughly in mind. All I had to do was work out the details, write it down, and then read it. After all, I had 20 minutes. First appearance, The Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction, December 1957. Copyright 1957 by Fantasy House Incorporated. Insert Knob A in Hole B. Dave Woodbury and John Hansen, grotesque in their spacesuits, supervised anxiously as the large crate swung slowly out and away from the freight ship and into the airlock. With nearly a year of their hitch on Space Station A5 behind them, they were understandably weary of filtration units that clanked, hydroponic tubs that leaked, air generators that hummed constantly and stopped occasionally. "Nothing works," Woodbury would say mournfully, "because everything is hand-assembled by ourselves." "Following directions," Hansen would add, "composed by an idiot." There were undoubtedly grounds for complaint there. The most expensive thing about a spaceship was the room allowed for freight, so all equipment had to be sent across space, disassembled and nested. All equipment had to be assembled at the station itself with clumsy hands, inadequate tools, and with blurred and ambiguous direction sheets for guidance. Painstakingly, Woodbury had written complaints to which Hansen had added appropriate adjectives, and formal requests for relief of the situation had made its way back to Earth. And Earth had responded. A special robot had been designed with a positronic brain crammed with the knowledge of how to assemble properly any disassembled machine in existence. That robot was in the crate being unloaded now, and Woodbury was trembling as the airlock closed behind it. "First," he said, "it overhauls the food assembler and adjusts the steak attachment knob so we can get it rare instead of burnt." They entered the station and attacked the crate with dainty touches of the demolecularizer rods in order to make sure that not a precious metal atom of their special assembly robot was damaged. The crate fell open, and there within it were 500 separate pieces and one blurred and ambiguous direction sheet for assemblage.